This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue Masechta Yevamos. We're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So we had two shilos on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Rabbi Yochanan had the following shila. If somebody takes back his grusha after she had nesu'in done, what is the halacha about her tzara? So the Gemara in the first shayla said, what about her? No, for sure her, she is asur to do yibum to, because since she's asur to the husband, for sure she'll be asur to the yavam. The question is, what about the tzara? Could the Kal v'chomer push off the tzara? And then Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that the shayla that Rabbi Yochanan had was about the master grusha herself. The Kal v'chomer will not be push off the tzara. The question is whether the Kal v'chomer pushes off her. Now the Rishonim, the Tosfos Rosh, the Ritva, they all say very clearly that the halacha, that this shayla is only a shayla in the Rabbanon. In Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, there's no shayla at all, because the Machzik Rishasa is in Erva, and being in Erva, it says Tuma, it's by the Machzik Rishasa, it says Tuma, and therefore, for her, you for sure cannot do Yibam. The Shaila is, what about, there's a Shaila by Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, what about the Tzara? But you don't need the Svara of Kal v'chomer in Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, because we have the Svara that it says Tuma by Machzik Rishasa. However, according to the Rabbanon, Tuma was said by Soita, and therefore there's the Svara why the Machzik Rishasa would be Aser, would be because of the Kal v'chomer. Again, the Kal v'chomer is that ba'asur la, b'mutur la asura, if she's asur to the husband, certainly she should be asur to the yavam. So again, in the first lashon, the shayla is on the tzara, and in the second lashon, the shayla is on her. Okay, so now let's bring some proofs to these two shaylas, and basically the proofs are going to be identical to the shaylas that we had on these are going to be identical proofs to the proofs brought on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Lei. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba said that Reb Yochanan had the following shayla. So Reb Ami said back, or Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok said Reb Chiya Bar Abba had the following shayla, and Reb Ami said back. So Amar Lei, he said to him, who said to who? Anybody know?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan.
He said to Rabbi Yochanan.
Who's he?
Rabbi Ami. He's saying to Rabbi Yochanan. No?
Rabbi Ami is saying to Rabbi Yochanan. Who's talking?
Aryeh.
Rabbi Ami is saying to Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah, that's what the art scroll says. Rabbi Ami attempts to resolve the inquiry. He said to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned it in the Mishnah.
Okay, I can't argue on that. So this is.
Can't argue on the arts, girl.
No. You could, but why would you, right? So
At least I'm confessing that I have the arts girl in front of me, you know.
Okay, that's good. Shkayach.
I use all the aids I can.
Okay, thank you. So again, so it's Reb Ami, who was the one who said back to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan have a shayla about a different case? Rav Ami is saying back, we're going to bring the following proof. Tenisua. Hoysa achas kashera v'achas psula. If one of them was kosher and one of them was pasul. So the same brayso that we had earlier. Im hoya choylets, if you can do chalitza, choylets psula. Do chalitza to the woman who's pasul. Vim hoya miyabim, if you can do yibum, miyabim l'kshera. Do yibum to the one that's kosher. Now the shayla is, so the Oiz V'Hadar, what does Aaron say? What are you saying? The Oiz V'Hadar, so what? Brura says, Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda to Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Sheshes. Who's Rav Yehuda and who's Rav Sheshes? No, I would. One second. Are you sure that's not by the Raya's on Yud Aleph Amud Beis earlier?
Okay.
Anybody else? Yeshua, the Masifta says that, that's earlier on Rabbi Yehuda Shaila to Rabbi Sheishas. Now we're in Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba.
The Arch Pearl says it parallels the first resolution.
Yeah, yeah, right. But I want to know the Amar Leh on the top of Yud Beis Amar Aleph. The Masifta says that's Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Sheishas? No. Yeah, earlier, right, I agree. So earlier it's Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Sheishas. This is Rabbi Ami to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, fine. Amar Leh, Tinisua, we learned in Braisa. Hoysa achas ksherav achas psuf. One woman was kosher, one was pasul. Hayachodes, if you can do chalitza, chalitza psua, do chalitza to the pasul one. Bim hayim miyabim, if you're going to do yibim, miyabim mekshera, do yibim to the kosher one. It says Gemara, mai kshera umai psula. What does it mean, the kosher one? What does it mean, the pasul one? Ilema kshera kshera la'ama psula psula ama. If the kosher one means kosher to the world, that means she can marry to kahuna. And pasul means she's pasul to kahuna, but either way, both women are kosher to him. So, kivan de l'didei chazya, if even the pasul one is kosher to him, why can't he do yibum to her? Mai nafka le'mina. Elolav kashera kashera le. Kosher means the woman is kosher to him. Psula, psula le. Pasul means she's pasul to him. Umai nihu. And what is an example of a woman that's pasul just to him? Machser grushasai. The brother returned his divorcee, and now he died. And it's saying, if you do yibum, uketani im hayam meyabim, meyabim l'ksheira. And it's saying, if you do yibum to the kosher woman, and not to the machzer grushasai. So we see that the machzer grushasai is asur and yibum, and B, the tzara is mutter. So now let's take it back to the two shailas. According to the first version, we had a shaila about the tzara. So we should be able to prove that tzara is mutter. According to the second shaila, we had a shaila about the Masur Grushasai herself. So this is saying that tzara is mutter, but the Masur Grushasai is aser. So right, according to the first version, there's a shaila about the tzara. So this proves that tzara is mutter. According to the second version, there's a shaila about her. So this proves she is aser.
So it resolves both versions.
It resolves both versions. Ela l'didei. Rashi says, "Amalei tinisua tarvayu lishni mahader." It's proving both versions. Diktani achazir rachav sula. Ama hiya sevetzos matar says Gemara. So Gemara says like this: Loi kshera la'ama psula la'ama. Kshera means kosher to the world. Pasul means pasul to the world. Either both kosher to him. Udekamrit kimdo lidei chazia, and that which you ask, since to him she's kosher, my nafka lamina, what difference does it make who he does yibam to? The answer is mishum de Rabbi Yosef, because of the teaching of Rabbi Yosef, dam Rabbi Yosef, kan shana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught, lo yishbaich adam mei bairei, a person cannot spill out the water of his well, vachirim tzrechem lehem, and others need it. So in other words, in this case, like we said last week, if you're going to do chalitza to the psula. Because if you do chalitza to the kshera, you're going to render this kshera asur to kuhuna. Fine. Tashma, hamachser grushas mishanises. If you take back a grusha once she's married, hivitzarasa chalatzas. You do chalitza to her and the tzara. Hivitzarasa agdaitach. You can't do chalitza to both. You only doing chalitza to one patterns the other. Ela ema oihi oitzarasa. Like we said on Yirav HaMabez, interpret the Braisa, either to her or the Tzara. So the bottom line is, we see, you don't do Yibam to her, and you don't do Yibam to the Tzara. So according to the first version, where the Shaila is on the Tzara, we see you don't do Yibam to the Tzara. According to the second version, where the Shaila is on her, but you for sure do yibum to the tzara, this sort of uproots and contravenes the whole premise of this contravenes the whole premise of the second shayla. Says the Gemara, v'lav terutzu kamatar tzasla. Did it anyway? You sort of explain the brisa teritzachi. He chaylat says, Sarasa, oy chaylatzas, oy misyabemis. you do chalitza to her, but the tzara, you could either do chalitza or yibam. So the bottom line is that at the very least, we show that you don't do yibam to her. So at the end of the day, we prove the second shayla that we don't do yibam to her. Fine. New Gemara. Amar of Lili Bar Mamo. Rav Lili Bar Mamo says, Amar Mar Ukva, in the name of Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel. Tsaras Mema'enes Asura. The tsara of a woman who does Mion is Asur. The tsara of a woman who does Mion is Asur. Look at Rashi. Tsaras Mema'enes. Naflu Lefanav Beis Yivamais. If two Yivamais fall to a Yibam, Me'ach Echad. Me'ach. Echad, from one brother. Gedoyla Uketana. One woman is a major. She is over 12. Uketana, and one woman is a minor. And then Umiana Boy Haketana. And the Ketana then does Mion. Presumably it means Mion to the Yavam. Haketan, Umiana Boy Haketana, Tsarasa Asura. The Tsara of the Mima'enes is Asur. Leman, who is she asr to? When we say she's asr, who is she asr to? Ilei malachim, if she's asr to the brothers. Wait a second. Ilei malachim, hashta, hi gufa sharya. If the mema'enes herself is mutter to the other brothers, the Amar Shmo, because Shmo said, miyana bazeh, if somebody does mion in one brother, mutar's bazeh, she's mutter to another brother, tsarasmi boy. Doesn't it go without saying that the tsara is mutter? Here's the thing. Okay, I'm just going to... Okay. The Gemara says like this. What's the story? The story is two women fell to Yibam. One was a Gedoyla, one was a Ketana. The Ketana does Mion to the Yavam. Now, until this blot, we learned that what is the concept of Mion? The concept of Mion is that if a girl was married off by her mother or by her brother because her father died, so she was married off as a Ketana, she has the right to annul the Kedushin. But here we're learning there's a new type of Mion, and that is, let's say she did not annul the Kedushin, and then her husband died, and she falls to Yibam, she has the right to annul the Yibam. Now, how does that process work? The way that process works is, she's not really annulling the Yibam, because if she was married to the first guy, she falls to Yibam. What she's doing by annulling the Yibam is, she's retroactively annulling her first marriage. And she's able to do that even after her husband died, because she maintains that right even after he's dead. She says to him at his levaya, "You're not going to make me an amana. You were never even married to me." And by doing that, he annuls the yibam, but again, not by annulling the zika, but by retroactively uprooting the kedushin to begin with. So the statement of Rav Lili Bar Mamal, in the name of Marukva, in the name of Shmuel, is tsara as mamenas asura. The tsara of mamenas is asar. So the shaila is to who? Because the truth is, if she annuls the Kedushin to the first guy, she could marry another brother. In other words, she can't marry the Yavam, she could marry another brother. So the Tsara cannot be Usur to another brother, because even the Mama'enes is Mutter to another brother. In other words, let's say a man was married to Rachel, who was 50 years old, and Leah, who was 10 years old. And the guy dies. Now Leah falls to Shimon. And Leah does Mion to Shimon. The halacha is, if Leah does Mion to Shimon, Leah is allowed to marry Levi. And Leah is allowed to marry Levi. So if Leah is allowed to marry Levi, certainly Rachel can marry Levi. If even the Mema'enes can marry Levi, certainly the Tzara should be able to marry Levi. So... Tsaras Ella Ladide, when we say that the Tsara is Asr, it means that Tsara Rachel is going to be Asr to Shimon. If Leah was Mamayin in Shimon, so then Rachel will be Aser to Shimon. Look at Rashi. Ela Ladidei. Li Yavam Shemiya Nabai Asura. To the Yavam that she refused the Tzara's Aser. The Mion Akar Leila Zika. What happens is the Mion uproots the Zika. And then she remains by being in Eishasach. V'koyale b'Eishasach. So now Rachel is a tsaras eishasach. Vim toimar miyun nusun kamoy okar. Miyun is oikar the original kedushin. Already nachras etzlay. So Leah was never married to Reuven umutarasly. So the Gemara is going to say ultimately that it's a gzera drabanan, since she didn't do miyun when her husband was alive. And she felt Yibum, so she looks like a Yivama. So since she looks like a Yivama, the Tzara will be Aser to the man that she fell to. In other words, she'll be Aser to the brother to whom her co-wife did Mion. But since the co-wife would be Mutter to, let's say, Levi, who she didn't do Mion to, the co-wife would certainly be Mutter to him. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Umaishna mima enes tesharya la'achin." Why is it that the woman who did mion to Shimon is mutter to Levi? Why is the mima enes mutter to Levi? Right? Why is the woman who did mion, she's mutter to the other brothers? D'lo yavdu bu maisa. She didn't do any act to him. Meaning, she did mion to Shimon, she didn't do me into Levi, so she's mutter to Levi. Tzara nami, so the tzara of the mema'enes, she didn't do any ma'isa, she should be mutter to Shimon. Nami lo yavdu b'hu ma'isa, also didn't do a ma'isa. The same way the mema'enes is mutter to other brothers, the tzara's mema'enes should be mutter to that brother. Why is the mema'enes mutter to other brothers? Because she didn't do anything to them. She is a regular nice lady who falls to Yibam. No act was done to her, so she could marry Levi. So likewise, the Tzara's Mema'enes should be able to marry Shimon. So the Gemara says a very interesting thing. Gezeira Mishum Tzara's Bitoi Mema'enes. The reason why the Tzara cannot marry the man to whom Mion was done to is it's a gzera to a case where she's the tzara of a daughter that falls to him. Shimon's daughter falls to him. And then Shimon's daughter does miyun to him. And then, now in that case, the tzara will be aser to Shimon because it looks like a tzara serva. Now let's get something straight here. How can Shimon's daughter fall to him and then she does Mion? I thought you could only do Mion if your father is dead, and now she's falling to her father. So how is she doing Mion? How could you do Mion to your father?
Why would she need to do Mion if her father's an Erva?
She doesn't need to do Mion, but she wants to do Mion. And by doing Mion, that means she was never married to her father's brother in the first place. Now, how can she, you understand? In other words, you're right, she doesn't need to. She's not really going to fall to her father because she's an erva to the father. But if she does do Mion, then what's going to happen is she's going to nullify her marriage to begin with and potentially not aser her tzara. But as we're about to see, it's not so simple. She's not able to do that. Because since it looks like she's falling, because she didn't do Mion until after her husband died, she will aser the Tzara in that case, because it looks like Tzara's Erva. But how could she do Mion? I thought you can only do Mion if the father is not alive. So there is another scenario where a woman could do Mion even if her father is alive, and that is if her father married her off before to a guy named Fivel. And then Fivel divorced her, so once she was married and divorced, she leaves the reshus of her father, and now she could do miyun b'chaye aviha. This is called yisoyma b'chaye aviha. So that's the scenario over here. The scenario is Shimon married off his daughter to a guy Fivel. Fivel divorced her. Now she's a Yisarma B'chayu Aviha. Now she married Chveish, she married Reuven. And Reuven died. And now she's falling to her father. So she wants to do Miyun to her father and retroactively uproot the marriage she had to Reuven. And in that case, her tsara would be mutter, because it's not really tsaras bitoy, because the bitoy was mema'enes. But that case, we ask her, gezeira misham tsaras bitoma'enes. So the Gemara says, but v'tsaras bitoma'enes mi'asira. The tsara of your daughter who did miyun, why would it be asir? But we learned in the Mishnah, guess which Mishnah? Beis amid beis. That Mishnah. But tonight we learned in a Mishnah of a Kulan Amesu, all the Arayos, if they die, Oymianu, or if they do Miyun, so they retroactively annul the marriage, so it's in Mutarais. So the Gemara says, what kind of Miyun? Di Miyun Abiman, who is she doing Miyun to? Ilema di Miyun Ababal. If she did Miyun to her husband, that's the same scenario as Grusha. Miyun to your husband is basically Grusha. Elalav biyavam. It must be the case that she did miyun to the yavam, and the Mishnah is saying kvekulan shamiyanu tsaroisei and mutarois. Says Gemara, no, you missed the boat. The case of miyun in the Mishnah is miyun babal, but there are two ways to do miyun to the baal. You could do miyun babal while the baal is alive, and in that case, the tsara will be mutter because you were never married to the baal, and it doesn't even look like you fell to Yibam. Loi, la'olam bebal, utrei gavnei gerishin. There's two types of gerishin. In other words, there's gerishin with a get, and there's gerishin altsmion. So in that case, the question is, why when you do mion to the husband is the tsara mutter, and when you do miyun to the yavam, we're saying, right, what's the Gemara saying now? What's the reason why tsaras mema'enes is asur? Tsaras mema'enes is asur because gezeira mishum tsaras bita mema'enes. But the Gemara asking, what do you mean tsaras bita mema'enes is mutter? Because it says v'kulanu miyanu tsarasem mutarois. And miyana must be miyana biyavam. So the Gemara says, no, it's miyana, in the Mishnah, it's miyana babal. But miyana biyavam, the tsaras bita would be asur. So now we have to try to understand, why is the tsara of someone who's miyan in the husband mutter, and the tsara of someone who's miyan in the yavam asur? Umayishna ki miyana babal. Why is it different? When she does miyan to the husband, she uproots the marriage. Ki miyana biyavam nami, when she does miyun to the yavam also, nesuin kamoi ka akra, she's uprooting the first marriage. In other words, the way miyun works, even when you're doing miyun to the yavam, is you're not uprooting the zika. There is no way to uproot zika. Once you're married to a guy and you fall to yavam, you fall to yavam. So how do you do miyun to a yavam? The way it works is it retroactively uproots the marriage to begin with. So why is it when you're miyan in the yavam, tsaras bitoy mima'enes is asur, and when you're miyan in the baal, tsaras bitoy mima'enes is mutter? So the Gemara says it's all a matter of optics. It's all a matter of PR. That's how life works. Says the Gemara Mishnah, the Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel. It's because of what Rami Bar Yecheskel taught. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel. Miyana bebal mutaras. If you do miyun to a husband, mutaras la'aviv. You're going to be mutter to her father. You hear the case? The case is like this. You have a girl who got married as a yisoima, and then she wants to do miyun to her husband. She can then marry his father, because she was never married to this guy's son. It's not her father-in-law. Biyavam, but if her husband died and she falls in yibum and she wants to do miyun to the yavam, she can't marry her previous husband's father because it looked like she was married to him. Asura la'aviv. Why? Alma, we see, Mishas Nefila Niris Kakalase. Once she falls, she looks like his daughter-in-law. So too, Hachanami Mishas Nefila Niras Katsaras Bitai. From the time she falls, she looks like Tsaras Bitai. So let's get this clear, because I see a lot of confusion over here. It's very simple. Rav Lili Bar Mamel said that Tsara of a Mema'enes is Aser. The Tsara of a woman who does Mion to her Yavam, that her Tsara is Aser. And the question is, why would the Tsara be Aser? The same way the Mema'enes could marry another brother, because she didn't do any Maisa to the other brothers, so the Tsara should be Mutter to the Yavam, because her co-wife was never married. And the answer basically is, it's a gzera, up to a case where the Mema'enes was his daughter. Why is that Aser? Doesn't the Mishnah say, Erva that's Mema'enes, the Tsara is Mutter? That's when Mion was done before the husband died. But if Mion is done after the husband died, it looked like the Erva was married to her. And since it looked that way, the Tsara is Aser. Now in this case, the Mema'enes is not an Erva, but a Gzeira up to a case where the Mema'enes is an Erva.
But she can't do Mion. The Mion, I mean, she can't marry the father, the husband's father, but the Mion works. She can go now marry a Kohen, per se.
So in other words, the Mion works, and she was never married to the first guy. You want to know... What? She was never married to the...
She was never married to the son. But, so she doesn't mean... The Mion works, but she can't marry the father.
Right, because it looked like she was married.
Right, but that she can go now marry a Cohen. I mean, or she can go...
I'm saying
the Mion works overall.
Right, exactly. New Gemara, new story. Amar Rav Asi, Tsaras Ayla Nisasura. The Tsara of an Islandess is Aser. Okay, trivia question. Who could think of an example in Chumash of a Tsaras Islandess? Who in Chumash was an Islandess?
Sarah
was an Islandess. It's a Taisus in the end of Yevamos. She wasn't just an Akara. So Hagar was a Tsaras Islandess. The only thing is, Sarah died first. Okay. Amar Vasi, Tsaras Islandess Asura. Shenemar, Vahoya Habachar. So the Pasuk says like this. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav. Oh, it says like this. Yeah. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav Umeis Achim Mehem. Ubein Ein Loi. So literally that means the oldest son that's born, but it could also, it's darshan to mean v'haya habachar, the oldest brother will do yibum. Asher teled, literally again that means the first child that is born, but it could also mean asher teled, the yivama has to be capable of giving birth. Amar Avasi, Tsaras Islandess Asura, the Tsar of an Islandess is Asur. Shenemar Vahoya Habachar Asher Teled. The woman has to give birth. Prat La Islandess Sheni Yoledes, to exclude an Islandess that is not able to give birth. The Islandess is not able to give birth. Now, what is going to Asur the Tsara of the Islandess? Here we have Mamish, a big Chiddush. Look at Rashi. Now, once an islandess, you can't do yibum. Mamela, she's an eshesach. Once she's an eshesach, so she's an erva and she paters her tzara. This is the first time we had the erva of eshesach paters her tzara. Until now, we were dealing with eshesach shal bayilamai. So that was an erva even prior to nefila b'yibum. She was beforehand an Eishasach that didn't have a heter. This woman is an Eishasach that has a heter. The problem is when she falls to Yibum, she can't give birth. Look at Rashi. V'kivin the ptura kaima le b'iser be'ishasach v'tzarasa tzaras erva. V'afa agav dahayi v'hoya b'char shetem mitukam v'mechotan l'kam v'begadol ha'achim. I, the simple pshat is, it's talking about the oldest brother does yibum. Me'hachan afkalan mitzvah b'gadol yibum. Mikal markam darshinan hach prat la'aylanis me'asher teled. That it's an extra pasuk. Kivan da'abachar b'yavam gufei. Everyone could just please mute, unless you have a question. Thank you. So now, that's the dinner of the Rav Asi of Tsaras Islandus. Mas of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has the following question. We have a very interesting scenario over here. Shloisha Achin, Nesuin Shalosh Nashim, Nachrias. Three brothers married to three women. None of these women are related. Another, Reuven, Shimon, Levi are married to Sprinza, Yenta, and some other lady. I can't think of a good name right now. Okay? They're not related. Now Reuven dies, and Shimon is doing Yibum to Shprinza. Now, here's a thing. When it comes to Yibum, Yibum is in one stage. Yibum is Bia. So before the Bia, nothing has been consummated. After the Bia, you seal the deal. There are no two stages of Kedushin and Erisin in Yibum like there is by marriage. However, the Rabbanu or Masakin, there's something called Maimar. So Maimar is basically Kedushin for Yibum. At that point, you're not married Midarais, you're married Midrabbanan. Midarais, you're not married, and then you consummate it with the Bia. So this brother, instead of doing Yibum, decided to do Maimar. Va'asa basheni Maimar. Umeis, and now he died. So basically, this woman is falling to Levi. She is biblically the wife of Reuven, and rabbinically also somewhat the wife of Shimon. So she is coming with two zikas, a Dairaisa dika zika from Reuven, and a Dirabanan dika zika from Shimon. If Shimon would have done Bia, then she would have only zika from Shimon, because Shimon's Bia would have been oiker, the zika from Reuven. Umeis, hare elu chotzes le mesiabmais. Now Shimon has another wife, Yenta. So Shprinza and Yenta fall to Levi. Shprinza is married to two people now, and Yenta is the tzara of Eishas Shnei Mesim. So both of these women, Choltzois V'lei Mesiyamai, Shenemar Umeis Achamehem. And one of the brother dies, Yivama Yavai Leha. To which we darshan, Misha Aleha Zikas Yavam Echad. Only someone who has on him the Zika of one Yavam, V'loi zikas shnei yivamin, but not the zikas of two yivamin. Now, the truth is, midaraisa, she only has the zika of one yavam. So this is not a real drash, it's somewhat of a dindrabanan. Since midrabanan, she has the zika of Shimon as well, therefore she's pater from yibam midrabanan, and so were her tzara. Uketani Allah, we learned on this, Amar Rav Yosef, Zuhi, this is an example of Tsaras Eishes Ach Me'av, the tsara of the wife of your brother from the father, She'iser Nefila Garamla. She wasn't in Erva until she fell. It's the falling that caused her to be in Erva. The only reason she's in Erva is because she fell to Yibum from Shimon. Before Shimon died, she didn't, we'll see Rashi, we don't find in the whole Torah any example of tsaras eishes ach. Only in a case of a tsara of an eishes shnei mesim. Look at Rashi. Dechsiv umeis echad mehem. V'lo yizu shemesu beiz ba'aleha. And not this woman who two of her husbands died. V'zika shneim aleha. And she has a zika of both of them on her. Ushtayan asuris midrabanan. They're both asur midrabanan. Ukra smachta ba'alma. This pasuk is not a doiraisa. Again, because midaraisa, she's not married to Shimon. Kin mefarish beperek dalat achin. Uvechalitza dechada loy miftara idach. Now listen to this. You can't do chalitza on one. Because midaraisa, these two women are coming from two different husbands. If, let's say, Levi, Reuven and Shimon die, and Reuven's wife falls to Levi, and Shimon's wife falls to Levi. He can't just do chalitza to one and pata the other, because each one is a separate zika. So in this case also, midoraisa, each woman is a separate zika. So she has to do chalitza to both. Delavmi beis echad ka'asu, they're not coming from one house, hovloi kansa, because Shimon did not fully marry her. V'iloi avad ba'maimer, had he not done maimer, loi havi ala elazikas rishon, all he would have on her is a zika from the first husband. V'havaluhu shtei yevamais. It would be a situation of two yevamais habois mi beis batin, ushtein mesiabmais. Now this is an example of something we don't find in Kol HaTorah Kula, of Isser Nefila Garamla. Shanafla beis pa'amim mizika achas. She's falling twice from one zika. There's only one zika. That we don't find in Kol HaTorah Kula that she would be Aser of a Tsaras Eish HaSach, only Midrabanan. Why? Because the truth is, there's no Iser Erva here, and yet the Tsara is Aser. Meaning we do not find Midairaisa, the Tsara of an Eish HaSach. Because in this case, this is what is called an Isser Nefila. Think about why this woman is Aser. Why would the Tzara be Aser? The Tzara didn't fall from Ruvain. The Tzara fell from Shimon. Elamai, Eishes Ruvain is falling twice. Okay, what's wrong with Eishes Ruvain? Eishes Ruvain is Eishes Ach. Is Eishes Ach an Erva? So Midrabanan, since she's also coming from Ruvain, this will Aser her. But it seems to be excluding only this is Aser. Zuhi lemute mai. What does this exclude? Lav lemute tsaras islandis the sharia. Doesn't this come to exclude that the tsar of an islandis is mutter? That, in other words, these both tsaras islandis and tsaras aishas base mezim are a situation of tsaras eishasach, and it's saying only this case is a tsaras eishasach, but a tsaras islandis is mutter. So the Gemara says, no, don't read it that way. Loi lemute tsaras islandis to asira, not to teach that tsaras islandis is mutter midai raisa, but tsaras islandis in fact is aser midai raisa. And what does it mean? Umai zuhi. What does it mean? Zuhi tsaras eishasach. Zuhi de iser nefilo garam la tsarasa by chalitza. This is the only case where the iser of falling causes that you need to do chalitza. But islandess, you would not even need to do chalitza because it's mamish of full fledged erva. Meaning, this is the only situation where the tsara of an eishasach will require chalitza, but the tsara of an islandess won't even require chalitza. My taima, ha da'iraisa, because tsaras islandess is the tsara of an iser da'iraisa, since islandess is learnt out of asher teled, but the tsara of eishas beis mesim is a drabanan, because it's only created al yedei maimer.
Why isn't it listed in the Mishnah then?
Good question. Gavaldi, good question. Why isn't tsaras islandess listed in the Mishnah? You know who's your question in Mechavin too? Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to know. Ula Ravasi, my time aloy nishnas tsaras islandis. And the Gemara answers, Mibnei she'ena b'tsaras tsara. Yeah, remember that? Look. La Rav Ula Ravasi, listen, lefi she'ena b'tsaras tsara. But Taka, it's an important point. Really, it should be in the Mishnah. In other words, the question is that it's a very important question. It's Tsaras Erva. And there's only a technical reason why it's not in the Mishnah. But otherwise, it's definitely a Tsaras Erva. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Shkoyach, thanks very much.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Kol tov, everyone. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.